Hello? Hello?
Hi, Edwin. Hi, it's Abigail from Family First Care. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
Good, thank you. I wanted to know how your assessment went yesterday with the service coordinator.
She was here, and she gave me a phone number to an agency. I called them, and they're going to come here tomorrow around 11, I guess, to figure out what they're going to do. But she did all the paperwork yesterday. Well, she did it on the computer, actually.
Okay. Edwin, we are an agency, Family First Care.
Excuse me?
I'm calling you from an agency. Our agency's name is Family First Care.
Right. She gave me a number to an agency also that's here in PA.
Okay. You mean the number, the MPA number?
No, I don't know. I called the place. I got it written down over there. Right now they're doing a dressing on my foot, on my amputated foot. It's Lower Bucks County something agency. So I called them because she said if I had an agency, I told her I don't know anybody, to be honest with you, especially people that come over the house to take care of you. So she says, I have them from the phone number. You can call them. And you can set something up with them, and I called them yesterday.
Edwin, we are the agency. Our Family First Care is the agency.
Okay, I don't know.
Are you planning on coming with Family First Care? We've been in touch with you for a while now. We're trying to help you get the services. You do need to choose an agency. I can't choose that for you, but our agency.
They would be the one that would send you the home healthy.
Yeah.
The home healthy would work for them.
Okay. I don't know. Well, whatever. The lady was here. She did an assessment, and she did asked me all the questions. She was here for 2 hours.
Okay. Did you discuss hours with her?
Excuse me?
Did you discuss how many hours?
She said she was pushing for 35 hours.
Okay.
Because according to her, it was like good.
And you needed to get a caregiver, correct? You don't have someone in mind.
No.
You don't have someone to work for you.
Right. The conversation went like this. We were sitting down, and she goes to me, Edwin, do you know anyone or an agency that would come out here and do homeless?
Yeah, an agency that works.
Okay. So then I said, offhand, I don't know anybody. All I know, I went through some paperwork. I filled it out. And then that way she asked me yesterday, and she says, well, I know an agency, and all you got to do is call them, and after I'm done with all the paperwork, they'll send you somebody. That's what she said. So,
okay.
Like
so
I said, I don't know.
Edwin, is that we are the agency. If she's asking for an MPI number, you're going to give over our MPI number. I could send it over to you.
All right. Well, right now I'm in the middle of a dressing change on my amputated foot.
Okay.
What is it? What's your number?
You want our MPI number to give your service coordinator?
Yeah, I guess that's what you want me to do, right?
Where did you get his information from?
Okay, so we've been in touch with you for the last while.
I've been in the hospital.
Carmen?
Carmen's my sister, yes.
Okay.
And so then...
Is Carmen the lady there?
No, I'm his nurse.
Okay, so I was in touch with Carmen, me and another one of my colleagues earlier, and he's been applying through our agency for the past few weeks. So we'd be happy
to help
him.
Well, he's been in and out of the hospital for the last few weeks, so
and
rehab, so he hasn't been home. So he hasn't applied for anything in the last few weeks. So, but where did you get his information from? So it wasn't someone who was here yesterday.
Sorry?
It wasn't from who was here yesterday.
The person who came down yesterday is from the insurance. They need to come down to assess you and discuss hours. They need to assess the patient.
Okay, but what he's saying is she gave him the number for someplace else that he called. You are not the place he called yesterday, correct? That's what he's telling you. And I think that's where the confusion is. She gave him information for a place. He called that place. He wants to know if you are the place he called yesterday, which you are not, correct?
No, we are not, but I'm letting him know that we are the agency that he was going through. Carmen left us a voicemail on the 5th of December saying that she needs services for her brother, and we've been in touch with her a bit, and she said she would like to come with us, and we scheduled
appointments
with you.
Well, the problem is that when you called, I believe somebody called me from your place or someone who's in charge of organizing this. I've been in the hospital, so I wasn't able to do anything with you because I didn't know when I was going to get out. I was in rehabilitation, and we had put some papers through, and this lady came yesterday from the assessment, and she says, I'm the one that coordinates how many hours you're going to get and all this other stuff. So, like, because I don't know who's who. All I know, someone calls me, they tell me this, and then she was here yesterday, she said this and that, so I really don't know.
That's why he's confused.
So she told me to call this agency because I told them I don't know anybody offhand from Pennsylvania because I've been in the hospital and rehab, so I haven't had, talked to anybody. So then, to keep in touch. So then she says that, well, I'm the person that does all the stuff. She asked me a bunch of questions.
Right. They're the ones
offering
the hours. She's the one that their agency would provide the hours. That's what she's telling you.
Okay.
Because
I got somebody coming from there tomorrow.
Discusses the hours with you, and then you need to get an authorization from the UM department. And once we have an amount of hours that you're approved for, then we can send over a caregiver.
Ask her for a phone number and call her later.
Okay.
Let
me have your. I'm getting something done, so why don't.
Yeah.
May
no
I have
problem.
Your phone number and I'll
sure.
call you right there?
No problem. It's 267.
267.
551.
551.
7438.
7438. Okay.
Okay.
And ask for who?
That's my direct line. My name is Abigail.
Okay, Abigail. No problem.
Okay.
Thank you, Abigail. I'll call you when I get a little free, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, dear.
Sure. Bye-bye.